Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will probably not vote?
I always vote.
Okay. What is your age?
61.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Say that again.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any
10.
Number between 0 and 10.
Sure.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, border security, combating division and racism.
Strengthening Social Security.
Okay. Is there any other one?
No.
All right. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. In which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Yes, just a warm and not just regular warm.
And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so.
Say it again.
Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. In which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Kamala Harris.
100.
Cornel West.
50.
Hakeem Jeffries.
50.
Donald Trump.
0.
Tim Scott.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Democrats in Congress.
50.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Always. Yep.
And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Say that again.
And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
No.
Would you say somewhat less favorable? Much less favorable?
More favorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
Helping the country. More jobs. Raising taxes for the wealthy, helping other countries like Ukraine.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
No.
Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs.
Read that one more time.
Yes. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom.
Quality education.
Okay. Is there any other one?
No.
All right. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. The Supreme Court rolling back the rights and freedoms.
Biden.
Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Joe Biden.
Rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
Fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden.
And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Don't make a difference.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
It was fair.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Daily.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Daily.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, or other?
Say that again. Which one?
And from which of this following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, or other?
Other.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Breaking up, say it again.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Every week.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Say that again.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
More than half.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Sure.